Chimp, how you doing?
I'm good.
The circumstances, I'm doing real good.
Yeah, tell about the circumstances. Have you been through a season as tough as this one before?
Well,
not here you haven't, but trying to remember back to the Washington days.
If it was pretty crazy back then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my spurious last year, my last year.
Okay.
My second year. Mm-hmm. Built an all-star team and ended up 500. That was pretty tough. So, but, you know, right now is what hurts the most because this late in my career, I don't expect things like this.
Where did this... How about all the other distractions with the Josh, you know, getting fired in midseason, mm-hmm. and that video gate, and has that added to the how things just seem to be in a state of chaos here?
Well, a little. I think it all plays its part, you know, and how bad things have gotten, you know, and where we are as far as the season. And, you know, it's obviously for him to get fired, we had to be losing, so things were bad before that, so... I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, that he had to take the fall for something that we're all responsible for. But it's the way this game is.
Is this as talented a team as you've been on that hasn't worked out?
No. But it's right up there.
Mm-hmm. If we had told you at the start of training camp you guys would be 3-10 after 13 games, would you have believed it?
I would have slapped you. Literally. Because I thought you would have been insulting me. But, nah, I never expected this, you know, even the reversal of that 10-3, I wouldn't expect that either. But at the same time, I knew we were better than 3-10, and you know, obviously, you are what your record says you are, and you know, we're 3-10 team trying to be 4-10.
People look at that second half and say, "Well, they stopped playing the other day." Is that a fair statement?
I wouldn't say nobody's. I don't think anybody quit. You know, it's just, you know, when. As a defense, you know, I just think we just got worn down late in the game. You know, we did a pretty good job on them for three quarters, but obviously you play four quarters for a reason. And, you know, we didn't complete it.
It's supposed to rain on Sunday. How does that affect what you have to do?
It doesn't affect me a whole lot. You know, I think, you know, we all play on the same surface, so everybody's going to be, you know, affected a little bit, but... It doesn't affect me a whole lot. I just know what kind of game it's going to be. Running, you know, sloppy. If it's really wet like they say it's going to be sloppy.
I just listened to some of the Raiders, and they were saying it's great to be in December, in contention. They're playing for the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a position they haven't been in very often, the position that you're used to being in.
Yeah, and they haven't been in it, not lately, but, you know, I know they're excited about it, and I know they're going to be ready to play because they got a lot to play for.
Having seen Tim Tebow in practice, is he ready for a game situation, expanded role?
I don't think he can take on anything thrown at him. I mean, he's a guy, he's seen a lot, you know, especially through his college days. And, you know, I think everybody's a little anxious to see what he does in the league.
What's it like to play in Oakland? What are some of the strange things you've kind of seen there over the years?
Well, just people mooning you as you pull in and pull out on the buses and, you know, fans just... calling you every name possible to degrade you and make you feel bad about yourself. But, you know, we don't get caught up in that stuff.
You've been part of this rivalry for a long time. How happy would it make you to ruin any chances they might have of making the playoffs?
Very. Anybody that I play against now, I mean, if they playing for something, playoffs, whatever it may be, I want to spoil it, period.
How are you able to draft the stuff that's been going on as you prepare for the rest of the season?
Well, because this is my job. I mean, everybody in this locker room has issues, personal issues, and, you know, we all have to deal with them outside of the locker room. And when you come in here, it's all about business and getting your job done. And I don't think anything off the field should carry over into this locker room. And, you know, we tell guys that all the time, but, you know, it's hard to, you know, drill that in their brains. But, I mean, that's the reality of it.